I could go home, set up at home, and then try it again tomorrow, see if anyone comes. Did Denver play yesterday?
Madam Clerk?
Chair Big Horse?
Yes.
We are ready whenever you are.
Okay, do we have everybody identified?
I have one caller not identified.
This is Jason, that might be me, 5480.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, I'd like to call this cultural meeting to order. The date is September the 14th, year 2020. The time is 10:30 a.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Maker?
Yeah, appreciate it.
Here.
Congressman King?
Here.
Congresswoman Rebar?
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present. We have a quorum. Congressman Baker, would you mind rendering us a prayer this morning, sir?
Who is it?
Congressman Maker.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. You didn't tell me on that. But okay. Yes, sir. I'll be honored to.
Thank you.
In Tatsu Wakanta and Tatsu Wakanta Jinki, they are what the Sayapai. Ampa Kaha, Ielaha, Wanake, Tali Comber. Wajaji, Nikashi, Lakede, Wadapi Comber. No Nikashi, Jinkaja, Paski, Dakede, Wadapi Comber. Uhekapi Inksha. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this beautiful day, and we want to ask you to be with us as we take care of the business of our people and give us the wisdom and guidance that you've given all of our old leaders and chiefs through the centuries. We want you to look after all of our children and elders and keep all sickness from them, COVID, all sicknesses, and watch over their families and those that are grieving, that have lost loved ones recently. Father, we're going to ask you to give them comfort and help them through their hard times. And I hope that all of our people, wherever they may be, are having a good life and safe from the fires and the sicknesses that's going around. So, and bless us, Father, and forgive us of our sins. And give us your blessing as you see fit, if it be your will, Heavenly Father. So we ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Congressman Maker. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes. If you'll take a moment to look over your minutes.
Chair Big Horse, this is Jody.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes, I'd like to. On the minutes, it says that the meeting was called to order by Chair Big Horse at 3:03 a.m. I think that should be probably p.m.
Good catch.
I make a motion to approve the amended journal for September 10th, 2020.
Second, this is Revard.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Our minutes are approved. Moving on to item number five on the agenda. We'll be looking at section 56 of ONCA 20-76, the executive branch appropriations. Section 56 is a tribal cultural advisors committee. And I wasn't able to get a hold of anyone from this organization. Is Mr. Johnson on?
Yes, sir.
Casey, are there any major changes in this budget from last year's or?
I do not believe so. No, sir.
It doesn't look like it, but we've been finding little things.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
This is Jason. Sorry, I had got called out of the office. Are we on the first budget?
Yes, sir, the cultural advisory.
Yes, sir, I created that budget and just followed that same 2019-2020 resolution that we had with the previous ones.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Any questions from committee? Hearing none, the chair would entertain a motion that we have reviewed section 56.
I'll make that motion, Chair. This is Maker.
I'll second, Stabler.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Moving on to item number six, ONCA 20-72, an act to provide an appropriation to the village committee funds in the amount of $320 for fiscal year 2021 and to establish an alternate effective date. And I was able to get a hold of Pawhuska in Hominy, but I was not able to get a hold of Gray Horse, but we do have Mr. Johnson on here. So first up is Hominy. Do we have a representative from Hominy, five-man board? Okay, when I spoke to them, they weren't too concerned because they knew that the budgets were going to be flat. So if there's no representation from Hominy, Mr. Johnson, do you have any, you or Jason have any comment?
No, sir, I don't.
Mr. Chair, this is Jason. I do. I was trying to find my spreadsheet. Oh, I found it. Okay. Just to let everyone know, and the last time I checked on this was July the 22nd when we were doing budgets, but the Hominy Committee Revolving Fund had a balance of $43,022 as of July 22nd.
Okay. Wasn't that money that was I believe there was legislation for them to be able to continue to spend that on their village. Does anyone recall that?
Sir, that right there, I believe, was from just the revolving fund from the, I believe it's the, you know, the previous years we give 50,000, 50,000, and 50,000. I think the other funds, maybe from the Arbor and Community Center, those would be in a different budget.
Okay, are there any questions about Hominy's budget? Hominy's numbers?
Yes, Chair, this is Jody. I have a question.
Yes, second speaker.
This is to Chief of Staff Jason Zahn. Could you repeat the balance that you have right now as of July in the revolving fund?
July 22nd was $43,022.
Okay, the revolving fund that I'm looking at shows a balance of $35,658 for the Hominy Village Committee.
Those must just be
Ours are as of August 31st, but I do have a question for the controller about the Hominy Village. I understand that each of the villages kind of operate a little bit different. Since I'm kind of new to this, I was just wondering, so when the Hominy Village has expenses that they incur, do they submit invoices to the Treasury Office, and then the Treasury Office then cuts a check back to the village to pay their bills?
I know that Hominy operates that way, second speaker, but I'm not sure how Gray Horse and then Punska is of course entirely different.
Chair, this is Stabler.
Yes, Congresswoman Stabler.
I believe Controller Fox is on the line. I believe all three villages, though, do turn in receipts for reimbursement or drawdown. But I would like for us to see if we can get a current balance on these villages.
Ms. Fox, are you on the line? I don't think she's on. Congresswoman Stabler, I will get in touch with Ms. Fox, and I'll make that request.
If I could continue.
Yes, continue.
The reason I'm asking that is that we're having trouble with the revolving fund balances. They're not all coming out accurately on the sections that have been printed off to us. So that's why I'm concerned. Also kind of disappointed the other villages aren't on here. Hominy did have some. Okay. The Hominy Village did have funds left over that they were doing some continued updates to the village. And so, but they are showing a little bit of a balance here. Last year, we appropriated money to Gray Horse for a specific purpose. And I'd also like to know if we could go ahead and reach out to them, because I'm not certain why they haven't put forward something for any other maintenance or any other issues that they're having out in the village. That's my comment right now.
Okay. Mr. Johnson, do you know of any problems or any issues in the Horse Village?
Which village, Mr. Chair?
Gray Horse.
Hominy.
I'm sorry, Hominy.
The last thing I knew anything about was when that water runs off of the hill, that little tiny hill over there. I think it's coming down from the Cemetery? You know what I'm talking about, where they put in the road over there? It was dirt, and it was, you know, when the water runs off of there, it makes it mud and washes it all down in the street. And the last thing I knew anything about as an issue over there, they were putting grass and stuff in there. And they were using some of that leftover money from the arbor and the community building and stuff. So, you know, I don't know of any other issues than that.
Do we know if they still have any money left out of that fund?
Congresswoman, I assume so. How much, I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I don't have those numbers in front of me.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions for Holly? Okay, just as a note, we were wanting a breakdown of their expenditures. Is that correct?
No, sir, just a balance, the current balance, as where they are today, because I know they're all backed up with accounting. All okay. The villages have a backup going on. I mean, they're backed up on posting or something.
Okay.
Chair, this is Jody. Could we also get the balance of any construction funds that were left over for the Hominy Village?
Yes, ma'am, we sure can. Do we want to put Hominy on hold? Or I don't see any reason to. I mean, if they have monies left over, I mean, we approve them to. Yes.
Here, this is Stabler. I was just going to say that I'm not sure that they do have funds left over. Just based on the reports that in speaking to the villages, Hominy, I know that they have some other needs. And so that's why I'm kind of hem-hawing around here. Gray Horse, I also know they have some additional needs. So I would like to hold on these if we could. And reach out to them again. If the committee would rather not, I'll go along with that. But I think there's some information out there that we need. We need current balances of where the villages believe they stand. If the county can't give us where they stand, maybe the villages can tell us where they stand. And also, as second speaker said too, it would be great to have that balance on Hominy construction because that might help with some of their needs.
Okay, I'll reach out to Ms. Fox and see if we can get those numbers. So that would be for both Hominy and Gray Horse. So we'll move on to Pahokee Village. And I know that we have, yes.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. So on the Pahuska Village, I actually have a question for second speaker, and I just want to make sure that, and I talked to her to you a little bit about this before, Jody, but I just want some clarification on it. So what we've included in this budget year has not just been the $50,000 for the Pahuska Village or $47,000 for the Pahuska Village, but we've also included their estimated amount coming from the Pahuska Casino to the Pahuska Village. And that's, you said it, usually about $205,000. Just want to make sure that $205,000 is part of the tribal revenue as well, because it's outside the casino distribution to the nation.
Yes, ma'am. Chair, can I respond, please?
Yes, second speaker.
Yes, ma'am, you're correct. I think after we had created the projected revenue resolution, I believe after we had met after one of the meetings, then at the time, we did not realize that they were a revolving fund, myself or Jordan, until I think after one of the meetings, and then we realized that each of these villages were revolving funds, which is, you know, we can't include as program income. So the way I understand the Pawhuska Village is that the casino leases their that property for gaming purposes, and that they have that in their budget. They send it to Treasury kind of as a pass-through, and then it sounds like to me that if the five-man board has expenses, then they send the request to Treasury, as I understand. So I hope I've answered your question, but it is not included as program income because we can't do that, but it is acknowledged in the projected revenue resolution. I think also we were asking, I had spoke to Tim Steinke about their lease to see if they had a current lease, and he didn't know. He had told me to reach out to Kimberly Pearson, and I didn't do so. And so I'm kind of curious, too, is how they come up with the number 205,220. And I thought maybe we would discuss that when we discuss the gaming operating plan at that time.
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To try to piggyback on that, this actually would be included in projected revenue. The balance of the revolving funds is not included in projected revenue. So the appropriation to the revolving funds would need to be in projected revenue and would be measured against projected revenue.
Chair, this is Stabler again. I understand that. I just have not seen it listed anywhere on the projected revenue, the 205,000. So that's why I inquired. But if second speaker says it's there, then yeah, we can move forward.
I think, if I may, Chair, I don't believe that Pawhuska Village is included in program income, if that's what your question was.
No, whether it's listed in revenues. It should have been listed under either under restricted revenue or just as an outside revenue.
Chair, this is Jody. When yes. We received the program income that sent over from Treasury, that was not included. And Mr. Potts, you might know better, but I don't believe that I don't know that it was last year either. I can't tell you. This comes up to the discussion again about what's considered restricted or not. I cannot find where the Pawhuska Indian Village's incomes been considered restricted as far as the projected revenue is concerned, and nor of that has that income been included in program income.
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't believe this has ever been restricted. It's always been a part of program or other income, which is tribal revenue. So I don't know whether or not it was included. At risk of sounding repetitive, that was a function of the Revenue Advisory Commission.
Chair, this is Rebard. Prior to that commission that you're referring to, Congressman Potts, I still don't believe that it's ever been included in program income or listed as restricted revenue. From the years that I've been able to look back in the projected revenue, I've, of course, I wasn't privy to the program income, but I haven't found that in program income or listed as restricted even prior to the commission you're referring to?
Mr. Chairman Big Boris, this is Congressman Keene.
Congressman Keene.
I second Jody's. Yeah, this money the village gets, it's never been listed as revenue coming in. And it's been there since 2003. I don't think we've ever listed it as program income either on any budget sheet.
Mr. Chair.
Chair.
Before this Congressman Pop, is it Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes, thank you. My point to this is, if we're listing the expense of that income in our budgets, we need to be listing the income. If we're not listing the income, then we need to take off the expense, because it is an outside income. It is restricted to the village by waiver and by lease. And so it's either find a place where it needs to go on the income side, or take it out of the expense side, because it's throwing off our totals, in my opinion.
Mr. Chair.
Chair, this is Rivard. I would agree with Congresswoman Stabler on that, because in developing the projected revenue, there's a lot of inconsistencies with regards to restricted revenue. The law is very vague in what is classified as restricted. And I'll give you an example if I can. We discussed this with the Wajaji Health Center. We recognize the restricted revenue, but we don't recognize the expense side. We also, for this year, we've included TASC, because the treasurer sent over the restricted monies and the TASC budget. So we're recognizing again that revenue, but we don't recognize the expense side, because those two are federal programs. They're federally funded, or non-tribal dollars. But with the Pawhuska Indian Village, this is a tribal budget, and I agree with Congresswoman Stabler. To me, it would seem like it's restricted, and we've included the budget, so we are recognizing the expense side. I think we all agree that it is under the executive branch's function. We listed them out separately on the projected revenue, knowing that they're under executive. We just wanted to include them, but I think we've spent a couple hours in discussion on this, and so when that takes place, that tells me there's not a solid, clear footprint on the restricted revenue per se, or restricted income that we have. And I don't know that that's why we're here in this committee. I think we're here to talk about what the Pawhuska Indian Village's needs are. We're just, I feel like we're a pass through. And I had actually sent these, I talked to the treasurer multiple times about this. And I think that is going to take further discussion as far as projected revenue goes. But right now, as I understand, we have a lease, possibly our gaming operations with the Pawhuska Indian Village. So regardless of what we say, if there is a solid lease, we are going to have to move this money through, of course. It's outside of our hands, because there's a concrete lease, I believe. So we just a pass through. It's just about how we record it. And I agree with Congresswoman Stabler 100%. And Congressman Keene, I think we've talked about this so much that this is something we need to sit down with Treasury, probably Trey, and let's look at the law and address these other programs as well. And those are my comments, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, this is Maker.
Yes, Congressman Maker.
Yeah, I have a question about the lease. I asked about this lease like 8 years ago when I was first elected. And I said, does anybody ever get to see the lease, or is it renewed yearly, or is it most leases are 3 years? I mean, has anyone ever got to see the lease, and how often is it renewed? And And all those funds, are they like a revolving fund, or if they're not used at the end of the year, do they revert back to the Treasury? Or those are just questions that has never been answered by anyone.
Chair, this is Stabler.
Yes, Congresswoman Stabler.
I have a copy of the lease. I have a copy of the waiver. It has continued to automatically renew or roll over. The funds are restricted to use in the Pawhuska Village by the waiver. And it is a revolving fund. So I'll be glad to provide those documents.
Also, can you provide the balance of that fund, that revolving fund, also as well?
That would have to come from Treasury.
Mr. Chair, get those numbers from Treasury. And maybe do ever discuss this in detail.
Okay. Congressman Maker, you're wanting the funds that are allocated to them each year?
Well, I was talking about the item miscellaneous income, which we all know is a gaming lease income. But yeah, I guess I didn't know that it was a revolving fund, that all the unused funds stay in that fund. So it should be a pretty large amount then.
Not really.
From all these years.
Okay. I will check on that for you.
Okay. Thank you. Just to be transparent.
Yes, sir.
Chair, this is Rivard. I just wanted to let Congressman Maker know that the balance that we were given has a balance for Pawhuska as $1,033,249.
Chair, this is Stabler again.
Thank you, second speaker. Yes, Congresswoman Stabler.
It does show that kind of an imbalance, and there's a couple of different things. The first of all, if you go through and calculate the figures that we've been given, it doesn't come to that balance. Second of all, that also includes a $700,000 for A&E for the Wake and Iron in the chapel. So that's why it shows such a large balance.
Chair, that's a good point, Congresswoman Stabler. I was wondering where the $700,000 came from. I also noticed from 2015 to 19 that it looks as though they weren't appropriated any money.
They weren't. That's been my point, is that they weren't appropriated money. Their money comes from lease and from waiver.
So, well, and Chair, so does the gaming and the Pawhuska Indian Village, do they discuss the lease or negotiate it, like what Congressman Maker said, on a yearly? Or
I think if you all let me send you those documents and let you read them, then you'll see, because it's in the documents.
And Chair, so is Mrs. Williams, Margie Williams, on the line at all?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
You have a question, second speaker for Ms. Williams?
Yes, Margie, good morning. I was just wondering if you have any questions as a chair of the five-man board on anything that we're discussing outside of, you know, projected revenue, anything you want to talk about with the village or the lease amount?
That lease? I would like for it to be renewed. You know, it's been in place for several years. So if we can get that renewed, that would be great. And then the money that you're showing that's in the revolving fund, we've never seen that amount.
Right.
So we're not, I mean, they don't give us an up-to-date of how much we have in our balance on our accounts.
Chair, that was going to be my second question, is how are the villages notified You know, do they receive financials on a monthly or quarterly, or how are they notified as to what their balances are? Is Controller Fox on the line?
Is there anyone from Treasury on the line?
Chair Littleton? Chair Bayport, this is the clerk.
Yes, Madam Clerk.
The screen says that Controller Fox is on the line. I'm not sure if she's at her desk listening or not, but it does show that her computer is on the line and online and tuned in to us. She's muted at this time.
Okay.
Chair, maybe they could reach out to her and ask her to jump on. Maybe she's on the other line or something.
Yes, Jason or Casey?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, she's on another line with the auditors.
Okay. Okay, that being said, yes, Congressman Keene?
Something Margie said, it kind of disturbed me a bit, because the village is a party to the contract of the lease along with the casinos. And is she saying that even though when this money was coming into the village, people, a part of the five-man board, weren't able to even see figures related to that or draw down that?
Yes.
Is that accurate?
Yes, sir. She did make that statement, and I have heard that statement made many times over the past decade.
Who's obstructing everything then? I guess that's kind of simple.
I haven't been in that side of the government, so I really don't know. But
this is Margie.
As Congressman Maker stated earlier, they should be given what their earnings are out there, and shown what the percentage that the Pawhuska Village gets off of that. And yes, Ms. Williams, you have the floor.
We get a check, a copy of a check that's deposited in the general fund, I'm assuming. Tell us that's how much money we're allowed to spend for the month.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions?
Chair, I'd like to, this is Rivard. I think maybe we ought to postpone and put the villages back on. So that we could get a better idea with when the controller's available to talk about the villages after we get good balances, if the committee agrees.
Yes,
if that's the will of the committee, then somebody want to make a motion?
What's the section number?
Well, go ahead, Paula.
What's the section number, Chair?
Or can I do it from the chair?
It's not a section.
It's ONCA 2072.
I move that we postpone 2072 to the call of the chair.
Second. This is Maker.
We have a motion to postpone and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion passes. And listening audience out there, Marge and your committees, and we'll get back to you, and I'll let you know what date for sure that you're going to be rescheduled.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for being here.
Uh-huh.
Fair question. Next is adjournment.
Chair, this is Rivard. I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Anybody? Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? We are adjourned.
Thank you.
There were a lot of questions that come out that have been lingering out there for a long time, second speaker. So maybe we'll get to the bottom of it.